Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, John narrates the book, Nursery Lessons in Words of One Syllable, written by an anonymous author. As always, when he records, I try to leave it the way he reads it. During the recording, you will hear him rocking his chair back and forth, which reminds me of him recording the story and makes me smile. Anyway, the other day, John says to me,
"I want to record an episode for the podcast."
Of course, I always try to accommodate if I can. He said,
"Let's read a story about treasure."
Well, I found the story, The Sunken Treasure, written by Nathaniel Hawthorne, but after struggling through the first couple of paragraphs, we decided on something a little easier. As a side note, if you want to listen to that story, you can find it in the list of podcasts. I did this back in January of 2020, but I didn't realize that I did it until I was working on this introduction. Oh well. In other news, I was working on stuff for the podcast yesterday, and I realized that there have been as many downloads on the website as there have been via the web server who hosts the podcast. So, wherever you get your podcast, whether it be from our website or from a podcast catcher, thank you for listening to the podcast. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Nursery Lessons in Words of One Syllable. See, here is a fine nag, and that is a good boy who rides on it too, for he reads his book so well, and that is so neat and clean, that his kind aunt gave him this nice horse, and I am sure James takes good care of her gift. "How sad the poor man looks," said Mary to John. "His clothes are in rags. I wish he had something to give him." "So do I," said John, "but my sixpence went to buy a top. Let us ask for a piece of bread for him." Round goes to the mill, which is of so much use to us, for it grinds the corn and flour, and who can tell what is done with it then? It is made into bread, but we must save some to make cakes and pies for good girls and boys. Anne's papa had a large dog of which she was very fond of. And Anne had a bad bun or cake. She would give some to Dash one day and fell into a pond. But the good dog did not let her sink, but he sprang in and drew her to safe land. "Oh, fire! To rob the poor bird of its young. Sure, Tom had not been too old. How much pains the old bird takes but to build her nest and make it soft and warm. How far she flies to find food for her young ones. Pray put the nest back into the tree. How hard those men work. They will soon have cut down a large tree. Small strokes fell great oaks, and then the wood is of so much use to us that I do not know what we should do if we had none. Ships are built of oak. John is a sad boy. He will not learn to read, though Jane takes so much pains to teach him. See how the leaves of his nice gay book are all torn, and how he pouts his lips. We will hope as he grows up he will see his faults and try to mend. How hard the wind blows, and how little boats rock to and fro. It must be sad for those poor men who have to earn their bread on sea. I hope they will bring home a good net full of fish, and they may buy food and warm clothes for their poor wives and little ones. The end.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes, and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.